been so successful that in actual fact they need more staff because it's taken a lot longer for the applications to be processed, because there's plenty of applications and now not enough staff. So they're actively recruiting staff at the minute, and the team that are there are fantastic. So there are no issues with that element of it at all. It's so beneficial because you find that there are and there was so many homes around the county and in other counties that are lying there empty, and you look at them, and maybe when you're out canvassing or the postman might recognise a place that's lying empty for a long time. You know, these are potential homes for people going into the future. And with the crisis that we have between defective blocks, between the housing crisis that we have already, this is a real success story. And we're seeing a lot more young people taking up these old derelict properties and really making them into beautiful homes, not large over, you know, big fancy homes, but just lovely, beautiful, natural homes, and they can create whatever they want themselves within them. So the other beauty about the grant as well is that if you say run out of money yourself, or you haven't got enough to finish, you'll get your grant, but as long as the home is livable in, and that means if you have a kitchen, a bathroom and a bedroom, you'll get your grant. And now I see the credit unions are also working as well with the local people as well in relation to getting money forward for to help out with the grant as well. So it all makes perfect sense. And we have still an awful lot of empty buildings, empty and vacant and derelict properties in our town centres and in our countryside. So I would encourage anybody and everybody that has a property, you know, avail of the grant and rent out the home if you can't live in it yourself. And you can do that by joining the RTB.